If the goats are so smart, they'll be taking selfies next. Seriously, though, our final story today is about one particular kind of selfie that involves an animal. It's called a sealfie, and it's part of a campaign on Twitter where people take photos of themselves wearing seal skin. Sounds like something that had upset animal rights activists, and it does. But it's actually intended to support the way of life of Native Inuits in Canada. Supporters say that way of life is under attack from groups like the Humane Society and PETA. Tanya Tagak is a well-known Inuit musician, and it was when she posted a picture of her baby next to a dead seal near her hometown of Cambridge Bay, Nunavut, that the campaign suddenly caught a lot of people's attention. Tanya Tagak is on tour right now and joins us from London. I have to say, Tanya, the picture of your baby, all cute and swaddled up in winter clothes, laid out next to this dead seal, it's kind of shocking. I didn't know what to make of it, so explain why you did it.
Not for shock value at all. Like, for us, the way we've grown up there, we're used to our meat actually coming from somewhere. It's not just from a package in the grocery store and it just doesn't appear in front of you like in a restaurant. So for us, that wasn't shocking at all. It's actually was a received in the Inuit community is really cute. So I was very surprised to have this negative backlash because I find it really, you know, kind of contradictory that, you know, there's huge slaughterhouses everywhere and all of a sudden everyone's up in arms just because you can see the animal, what it was like before it was processed.
For this position that you've taken, I mean, it's really more of underscoring a way of life than a position that you've received death threats.
Yeah, I've had people Photoshop images of my baby being killed and skinned. I've had people tell me I don't deserve to breathe. You know, there's always just some crazy out there. So I try not to focus too much on those crazy people and try to focus on people that want to have a positive dialogue surrounding this issue.
For people, Tanya, who have a knee-jerk reaction to, quote-unquote, killing seals, how do you start to raise awareness about the differences, the crucial differences between subsistence sealing and commercial sealing?
First of all, we wouldn't be here without seals. Like, we would be dead. We'd die without the animals up there. So basically, we are living not off the land. We are living on the land. We're part of it. And it's part of the ecosystem. It's in effect like telling a wolf or a bear not to eat.
Do you support commercial sealing?
I support killing animals if you're going to eat them. I do not support anybody killing anything for sport or just for the furs. I don't think that's right.
A lot of Americans think seal hunting and they immediately think seals getting clubbed. How do Inuits kill the seals?
What a lot of people don't understand, I've also just gotten criticism for, like, someone saying I was bludgeoning a fish. And it's funny, like, you take a fish out of the water, like, what do you want me to do with it? Like, strangle it or let it flop to death? Like, no, you hit it on the head to kill it. And, like, now we use rifles, which are way easier, and it's a quick death.
And just to be clear, this is a legal practice in Canada, correct?
Yeah, for us.
For Aboriginal people in Canada,
it's totally legal, yes. And it better stay that way because that's our food.
Inuit vocalist Tanya Tagak talking about her support for the Sealfie campaign on Twitter. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Truly incredible and unique voice of Tanya Tagak there. If you want to see that sealfie of Tagak's child lying next to a dead seal, we have it at PRI.org. Mind you, it's not for everyone. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend. Oh.